Object Lessons by Booker T. Washington, narrated by Sam Cousy. Not long ago, an old colored man living in this state said to me, "I's done, quit living in the ashes, I got my second freedom." That remark meant, in this case, that old man, by economy, hard work and proper guidance, after 20 years of struggle, had freed himself from debt, had paid off 50 acres of land, had built a comfortable house, and was a taxpayer. It meant that his two sons had been educated in academic and agricultural branches, that his daughter had received mental training in connection with lessons in sewing and cooking. Within certain limitations, here was a Christian, American home, the result of industrial effort and philanthropy. The Negro had been given a chance to get upon his feet. That is all that any Negro in America asks. That is all that you in this school ask. What position in state, in letters or in commerce and in business, the offspring of that man is to occupy must be left to the future and the capacity of the race. What position you are to occupy must be left to your future and to your capacity. During the days of slavery, we were shielded from competition. Today, unless we prepare ourselves to compete with this world,